Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to welcome you to the Sarasota County October 27th, 2020 public meeting for the Fruitville Road Widening Project. Thank you for joining us here this evening. I am your host, Shelley Walters, and I am a part of the communications team for Sarasota County Capital Projects. We've got a lot of information to cover here this evening, but before we get started, I'd like to go over just a few housekeeping rules to help the meeting run smoothly in a comfortable and safe environment for you. First off, since this webinar is only scheduled for 1 hour, we will be unable to answer each question through the raise hand function. Therefore, we ask that all attendees kindly submit any questions to our designated public meetings email account of Capital Projects Meetings at scgov.net. We do hope to answer all your questions here this evening, but for additional questions that you may have, we will be happy to answer them in a timely manner. We do monitor this account closely, so rest assured, our subject matter experts will get back with you just as soon as we can. Again, for your convenience, we will have the Capital Projects Meetings at scgov.net email available at your disposal to ask any questions before, during, and even after the webinar. Secondly, since some of you may be participating for the first time via Zoom, welcome to Zoom. We're happy that you're able to Zoom in with us to learn more about this project. This is a long time coming, and we're excited to share some of this information with you here this evening. And finally, as for the format we will be following throughout tonight's webinar, you may have noticed as an audience member, again, you have listening and viewing capabilities only, and this is simply to help minimize interruptions throughout the evening. We will be only giving the panelists the microphone for the evening for the presentation. But again, since time does not permit us to utilize the raise hand function, please feel free to submit your questions to our email at any time during and after the meeting. Okay, I think that pretty much covers the format here this evening. So let's go ahead and get started. Again, my name is Shelley Walters and I will be your host here this evening. I would like to introduce our first presenter on the panel, the project consultant with Stantec, Mr. Ben Quartermain. Ben, take it away.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Ben Quartermain. As Shelley mentioned, I'm with Stantec Consulting and we're providing the design services, design and permitting services for the Fruitville Road Widening Project. I'm going to share my screen with you and you should see my PowerPoint presentation. Shelley, if you could confirm.
You're good.
All right. Well, as I mentioned, this is the Fruitville Road Widening Project. The limits of the project are from DeBrecken Road to Lorraine Road. Here is the email address that Shelley mentioned earlier, capitalprojectsmeetings@scgov.net. And as she mentioned, if you have questions, please email that address and we'll try to answer as many as we can after the presentation. Just a quick agenda. We'll get into the presentation, which is approximately a half an hour. And we should have between 20 and 25 minutes for questions and answers at the end of the presentation. The purpose of the meeting is to provide the project details and preliminary design details, our design and permitting schedule, answer questions regarding the project, and then alert you to future meetings regarding final design. So this is a preliminary design that we've begun. And prior to completion of the construction plans, we'll have another public meeting. Whether that's virtual or in person is yet to be determined, but we will have an additional public meeting prior to construction plans being completed. On the screen now, you'll see in the red is the limits of the project. On the very left or west portion of the screen is I-75. Right down the middle of the image is Fruitville Road. Dick Reckon is the west end of our project area, and Lorraine Road is the east end of our project area. The corridor is approximately 1.3 miles. The Founders Club is here for reference, a residential neighborhood, and the Cellar Fields is here for reference. This just gives a little more detail regarding the area. Again, the Founders Club is on the south side of the majority of the project area. Lorraine Road North is currently constructed. Lorraine Road South of Fruitville Road is currently under design. And the Brecken, again, is on the east end of the project, or west end of the project, I'm sorry. This gives you a little more detail about the project area. The pink lines represent the parcel data or right-of-way data along the corridor. And preliminarily, we've looked at the widening of Fruitville Road from a two-lane to a four-lane arterial roadway. So if you're familiar with Fruitville Road east of DeBrecken or east of or west of Sarasota Center Boulevard, that four-lane section we wish to continue out to Lorraine Road. The current condition of the roadway is a 45 mile an hour arterial roadway. It's a two lane roadway with minimal shoulder and ditch systems with no stormwater treatment. The design consists of going from two to four lanes, but also includes street lighting, sidewalks and bicycle lanes, a landscaped median, stormwater treatment and storage to accommodate flood control, curb and gutter, as opposed to the existing condition of ditches. In addition to extending the roadway to four lanes, we'll install potable water lines, sanitary sewer lines, and reclaimed or reuse water lines. In addition to the roadway being widened from two lanes to four lanes, this project includes the design of the future Lorraine Road, Fruitville Road intersection. Lorraine Road, as I mentioned earlier, is being designed to the south. In the future, the Lorraine Road, Fruitville Road intersection will be a four-leg intersection. We'll go through a process of determining what improvements are appropriate at that intersection. That may include a signal, a traffic signal. It may include a roundabout. The state has a process that the county has adopted. We will step through that process to determine what type of intersection control is appropriate at Lorraine Road and Fruitville. some additional right-of-way will be required to accommodate the improvements. The existing right-of-way between in this corridor is between 87 and 150 feet wide, depending on where you are in the corridor. This is our preliminary layout, and I'm going to bring in a more detailed drawing of this so that we can see it in more detail. Zoom out just a little bit. I'm going to start on the west end. This is Sarasota Center Boulevard and what we refer to as the jug handle. This is the Brecken. And so what you're seeing is the four lanes of Fruitville as we have preliminarily laid out. As we move west, or as we move east along the corridor, I'm going to point out some design features. What we've tried to do is, in this area is the widest of the existing right-of-way at 150 feet. And what we'd like to do is propose to keep the four lanes of Fruitville along the northern portion of this 150-foot right-of-way. And that allows for us to accommodate stormwater in a linear pond along the southern edge of the proposed road. This linear pond has several functions. First, it accommodates the stormwater and allows us to design a roadway that's not in the floodplain or above the floodplain. This area would treat the stormwater, but it also serves as a buffer between roadway improvements and the Founders Club. You can see on this aerial the existing sidewalk that exists today. What we've planned to do is to keep that sidewalk where it is. So what you're looking at is a sidewalk and then a stormwater pond, a linear pond, and then four lanes of traffic. The Brecken intersection currently is proposed as a right. You would only be able to take a right out of the Brecken onto Fruitville Road. In other words, we would remove the ability to take a left turn out of the Brecken onto Fruitville Road. We still allow for this design, still allows for a left turn heading west on Fruitville onto the Brecken heading south. But again, this design removes that left turn option. And the reason why we're considering that is because of the closeness of the Brecken to the intersection of Sarasota Center Boulevard. If you were on the Brecken and wanted to head west on Fruitville Road, you would simply turn right and enter the intersection at Paleo Drive, do a U-turn, and come back to the intersection and heading west on Fruitville Road. These are preliminary plans. We go through a 30% preliminary plan design with the county, a 60% completion permitting set plan with the county, a 90% complete bid plan with the county, and then 100% construction plans. So the county staff reviews these plans three times before we get to the construction plan phase. So keep that in mind as we look at this preliminary layout. We're proposing a full median opening at Paleo Drive. And that means simply that all movements in and out of Paleo Drive are permittable in this design. As we move east, next intersection we come to is Bethel Lane. This is where the Sarasota Military Academy is, on the west side of Bethel Lane. We're proposing a full median opening at Bethel Lane as well, which means all movements from Bethel onto Fruitville and vice versa will be permitted. We continue to move east along the corridor, and the next intersection is Deer Run. Deer Run is similar to what we've proposed at the Brecken, in that movements eastbound onto Deer Run are permitted from Fruitville. Movements westbound from Fruitville onto Deer Run are permitted. However, in this design, if you're moving southbound on Deer Run, you would only be able to turn right or westbound onto Fruitville Road. If you wanted to go east on Fruitville Road, you would have to turn, head west, and come back and do a U-turn, come back around and head east on Fruitville Road. This is the Faith Baptist Church. Would have a right in, right out only. Would have no median opening as part of this design. The Founders Club would have a full median opening, so all movements would be allowed as part of this design. The median is designed as an 18-foot width median. What that means is that vehicles that are exiting the Founders Club or any of the side streets have a wider refuge area in order to complete their left-hand turn. We continue to move east along the corridor. And the right-of-way transitions from 150 feet wide down to 120 feet wide. The next intersection we come to is the intersection of Windward. This is a new development that's been permitted on Fruitville Road. This intersection is proposed as a full median opening, and all movements are allowed. This is a large channel, a large ditch system that drains this area. This area drains, all of this area drains into Filthy Creek watershed. We continue to move east. There's an access driveway to the Founders Club that would be a right-in, right-out only. And finally, we're at the intersection of Moraine Road. We're showing this intersection as a signalized intersection currently. As I mentioned, the actual intersection improvements have yet to be determined. This could be a signalized intersection, or this could be a roundabout. That will be determined as part of our design function. This portion is the future Moraine Road construction. I'm going to move back to the PowerPoint now, and I'll get into a little more detail about what the roadway will look like. This is the area, this is a section of the area of the roadway that is proposed to be 150 feet wide. As you can see, these are the four lanes of proposed traffic. We're proposing 7 foot of bicycle lane on both sides, eastbound and westbound. We're proposing a 6-foot sidewalk on the north side of the road and continuing with the 8-foot sidewalk that currently exists along the south side of the road. This linear pond that's shown here is approximately 52 feet at the widest point, but the width of this pond does vary based on turn lanes and other anomalies along the way. This is an 18-foot wide median, as I mentioned, as well as 1-foot curb on either side of the median, for a total of 20 foot of concrete between asphalt. This section currently proposes 11-foot travel lanes, and as I mentioned, 7-foot wide bicycle lanes. As we moved east along the corridor, I mentioned that the proposed roadway width shifted from 150 foot and transitioned down to 120 foot wide. This is a representation of the 120 foot wide typical section. We've continued with the 11 foot travel lanes. The 18 foot wide median is consistent. The 7-foot wide bicycle lanes on either side of the road remain, as well as the sidewalks on either side of the road. This aerial is an aerial view looking from the west to the east. So you see Debrecen in the foreground and Lorain in the background, kind of gives you a bird's eye view of our corridor. And the project information, what we want to do is explain why this road is being widened. This section of roadway has been listed in the Sarasota Comprehensive Plan as a roadway to be widened for many years. And that's primarily due to the heavy volume of traffic that currently utilizes this portion of the road. So the widening of the road will provide new capacity to accommodate existing and future traffic. The project, as I mentioned, is consistent with the comprehensive plan and the policies that exist therein. We have considered the pedestrian and the bike use of this corridor, and we're proposing 7-foot bicycle lanes as a standard that the county has adopted. It's a relatively new standard. Typically, you'll find 5-foot wide bicycle lanes throughout most of the Sarasota County roads. Only newer roads have a 7-foot bicycle lane as part of it. So this corridor improvement allows for improved pedestrian and bike access to and from this area of the county. Our schedule, we've submitted our preliminary design report. We've received comments from the county, and we're going to resubmit our preliminary design report final next week. And between November and December of this year, we will provide the county with preliminary plans, a 30% plan set, which will provide for the horizontal and vertical alignment of the 4-lane widening. By March of 2021, next year, we will have completed the permit plan set, 60% plans. In May and June, we expect to have a permit in hand and be able to provide the county with bid phase plans at 90% complete. And in September, October of next year, roughly a year from now, we will submit 100% construction plans to Sarasota County. As I mentioned, this project does require property acquisition, and property acquisition will have to be considered as we look to deliver construction plans. As Shelley and I mentioned earlier, you can email questions to Capital Projects Meetings at scgov.net. We've already received some questions, and we've grouped some of those questions here now. So I think I've covered this first one. But again, the project limits are the four laning of Fruitvale Road between the Brecken and Lorraine. When will the project construction start? The project construction is for a future date. In fact, the construction dollars have not been programmed into the five-year capital improvement plan as of yet. So we do not have a good information as to the start of construction. One of the questions that many asked was whether or not left turns would still be able to be taken from the Founders Club onto Fruitvale Road. And the answer is yes. The preliminary design shows a full median opening, as we discussed, and we've provided for that 20-foot wide median refuge for safe turning movements. Number four, will I be able to make a left turn from the Brecken onto Fruitvale Road? And the answer to that in this preliminary design is no. Those turning movements from the Brecken would be a right turn only. There's several criteria that go into that, and we would be happy to go into further detail if you have further questions about that. There were several questions asked about sound barriers being planned for this roadway project. Currently, sound walls are not planned as part of this project. And that's primarily due to the type of development that occurs along the north portion of the corridor, and also the proposed linear pond and landscaping that's currently proposed between the residential portion of the Founders Club and the roadway. What we've shown in our preliminary design is that all future asphalt would be north of where existing asphalt lies. In other words, there currently is a turn lane eastbound to southbound into the Founders Club. That turn lane would essentially stay where it is in our preliminary design. In fact, it would move a couple of feet to the north in our preliminary design. The elevation may change, but horizontally, that's effectively where that edge of pavement will be. There were several questions about the speed limit of the roadway. The roadway is currently being designed at 45 mile an hour. That's consistent with the portion of the Fruitvale Road west of here between Sarasota Center Boulevard and I-75. And as you head east along Fruitvale Road, the speed limit increases to 50 mile per hour and beyond. The county project manager is Peter Peduzzi. He's on the line. He's assisting with ensuring that we stay on schedule. He will also be the point person for all of the county comments and county engineering and design functions all flow through Peter. So Peter and I work closely together. As I mentioned, my name is Ben Quartermain and I work with Stantec. Stantec has been in the area for 35 plus years. I'm a native of Sarasota, Florida, and have grown up 5 miles from this corridor. Our meeting host is Shelley Walters, and her email and telephone number are listed here as well. That concludes my portion of the presentation tonight. And what we'll do now is open the meeting up for questioning. Again, if you have any questions, you can submit by email to capitalprojects@scgov.net. And here's references for you. Shelley, what I'll do is bring the design, the preliminary design plan back into view. If we have to refer to our preliminary design at all during the questioning portion.
Excellent. Thank you, Ben. That's very helpful. While you do that, we do have some questions rolling in as we speak. And I will continue on with the question and answer portion of the webinar. And I will read the questions as they come in the order in which they come in. So the first one is from an Oak Ford resident. And it says, I would be opposed to a road widening. The mornings and rush hours are busy, but during the day, there is light traffic flow for hours. Is there any solution that would slow the traffic rather than install a four-lane highway? I will defer to the design team to answer those questions, or that question anyway.
Shelley, I can take a start at answering this question, and then maybe Paula could, or Matt could add some information. What we know is that this portion of Fruitville Road is heavily traveled, and it's heavily traveled to the point that it's becoming dangerous. This road currently operates at a level of service of D and F, which means it's heavily congested, and those congestion periods continue to become elongated. So while you do see most of the heavy traffic in what we consider the peak AM and PM traffic periods, there is consistent heavy volumes of traffic along this portion of the corridor all throughout the day. And that's why this roadway widening is being considered, is to ensure that the existing traffic that utilizes the road can do so in a safe manner, but also to accommodate the Lorraine Road traffic coming up from the south and coming down from the north.
And Ben, just to add to that, yeah, there's currently about 17,000 vehicles using the section of Fruitville. And with the additional traffic with the Lorraine extension and growth in this area, over the next 20, or so years, that's going to grow to 25 to 30,000 vehicles a day. And with that future volume, really the only way to accommodate that projected need is through widening from 2 to 4 lanes. And it's consistent with what the county has identified in their future thoroughfare plan as part of their long range planning efforts that they've had on the books for decades.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate that thorough explanation. I have another question here. It does not say where the resident resides. It just indicates, you mentioned the need for property acquisition, but did not describe this. Can you please provide some detail now?
Sure. So, as I mentioned, there are portions of the corridor that are 150 feet wide currently. That portion of the corridor is generally the areas between the Founders Club and Paleo Park of Commerce on the west end of the corridor. As we move east along the corridor, the church developments have reserved 150-foot wide right-of-way, but the county has yet to acquire that right-of-way from them. So when they built, the county asked them to set aside right-of-way to ensure that 150-foot right-of-way would be accommodated, and they did. Those properties need to be acquired. As we moved east along the corridor, we transitioned from 150-foot wide right-of-way down to 120-foot wide right-of-way. And the reason we did that was because 120 feet is about as small a right-of-way as we want to do, as we want to have, and still be able to design 4 lanes of roads along with the bicycle lanes, the median width that we're proposing, and the sidewalks. And so in order to do that, there is some property that's required from the undeveloped pieces along Fruitville Road. I have a map that's been prepared and submitted to the county that shows exactly what property and the width and length of what property would be necessary to accommodate the 120 feet. And I can share that or the county, we can make that map available. Most of the right-of-way would be coming from parcels along the north side of the road. The Founders Club had provided all of their right-of-way as part of their development. So we'll make sure that right-of-way map is available.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate that. Moving right along, we've got another question here. It's actually a 3-part question. Again, does not indicate where the resident is living. What is the time frame for Lorraine Road expansion south versus this project? Is part one to this question. You are getting into the rural area of the county. Will there be special lighting to minimize light pollution? And finally, are there plans to widen bike lanes east and west of this section?
Pete, you may have a better idea of the schedule for Lorraine. I do know that the Lorraine Road extension to the south is under design, but we're not providing that design service to the county. I don't know what the construction schedule of Lorraine Road is. Do you know what that is, Peter?
Yes, Ben, thank you. This is Peter Peduzzi, Sarasota County Project Manager. Yeah, the Lorraine Road, as he shows it on the map here, is going to be under design. The time frame for the design is a little bit longer. It's going to be around 18-month design period. And it's the same with this construction. No construction is planned within the five-year CIP. So the budget's not there yet, but it will be available at some point in the future. So I suspect they're probably going to be funded at the same time. We don't have that answer yet.
Regarding the second portion of that question regarding lights and light pollutions, it's very important to, as we design these roads, to make sure that they're well lit and safe. Having said that, the technology for roadway lighting has jumped leaps and bounds over the last decade. And what you're starting to see is more and more corridors go to LED lighting that provides for very bright light and allows for the corridor to be well lit without intruding on areas other than the roadway. So the lighting itself has the lighting design and the light fixtures themselves have become such that light pollution is less and less of an issue with new road construction or adding lighting to an existing corridor. But we will have to meet state and local standards in terms of the amount of light required along the roadway. And then regarding the bicycle lanes, we're currently showing that bicycle connectivity along the road. There's still some question with county staff as to whether or not we should include those bicycle lanes as part of the asphalt, or we move those bicycle lanes off of the roadway and onto their own, what we call multi-use recreational trail. That's yet to be decided, but that has been brought up by Patrick Liu, who is the county's bicycle and pedestrian coordinator. Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks, Ben. Just a friendly reminder for the participants that are viewing here this evening. Unfortunately, because of time constraints, we cannot utilize the raise hand function. So please continue to submit your questions to our designated capital projects meetings at scgov.net. That email was designed specifically for you here this evening to submit your questions accordingly. And again, all of us will answer them as quickly as we possibly can if we don't get to it this evening, first thing in the morning. You have my word on that. I, as your host, monitor and manage that inbox, and we will make sure that we address your questions as quickly as possible to the subject matter experts, if not tonight, tomorrow, first thing. Moving right along on the heels of the streetlights, I have a question here that says, why do you need streetlights? There aren't any out there now, and the churches have a lot of lights. Is the 7-foot bicycle lane also the emergency lane? And would you send me the process used to determine if there is signaling or a roundabout? I can forward this to the team. Having driven this road for 40 years, I have moved many turtles and tortoises off the side of the road. How will you design the curb so these animals can cross the road and not flip over?
So portions of the roadway, I mentioned this. It's a good question regarding wildlife, because it's always something that we have to consider when we're designing, or in this case, redesigning the roadway. In this area, there are two large drainage systems that drain through this area. And there are several other smaller drainage systems as well, but two large drainage systems that provide habitat and vegetation for wildlife. And what we do is we design these crossings, or we design these culverts to include wildlife crossing as part of our design. So the Water Management District, Swift Mud, reviews our design and would most likely, that would be a requirement of the Water Management District to ensure that the corridor and the habitat that wildlife is most likely to utilize has shelving and other crossing available underneath the corridor.
Thank you, Ben. Next question, that's a three-part question. Is Fruitvale Road scheduled for any other widening projects in the next 5 years? Is there a projected or budget to connect Lorraine Road to Bee Ridge? And finally, with respect to fiscal neutrality, who is paying for the water, sewer, and reclaimed water pipes on this project?
Well, we did answer the question about the 5 years. So the construction of this roadway is not currently programmed within the five-year CIP. That doesn't mean that it can't be accelerated. It just means that it's not currently programmed to be built within the next 5 years. Regarding Lorraine Road to Bee Ridge or Bee Ridge Extension, Iona, that's a small segment of Lorraine that's currently being designed. And as Peter mentioned, is programmed for construction. So the connection of Lorraine will occur from Fruitvale down to Bee Ridge Road. And I didn't get the third part, sorry.
Thank you, Ben, appreciate that. Moving right along here, we've got another one that just rolled in. What will you do to prevent light pollution from the road lamps that are projected?
Well, as I mentioned previously, the advancements in roadway lighting have allowed us to significantly light the road and meet the standard along the road without broadcasting light away from the roadway corridor itself. So the industry is evolving to the point that the shedding of light away from the corridor is minimized, but we do still have to meet a lighting requirement along the corridor. And the lighting requirement along the corridor is simply an expectation of what drivers in this area in Sarasota County are used to driving. When they see a four-lane road that's been designed and built by Sarasota County, the standards are very similar, and that includes lighting the roadway to ensure that the corridor and the improvements are as safe as possible for the people that are using the roadway during the night.
Thank you, Ben. I do have a few requests for a copy of the presentation. Just as a reminder, we make it our best practices to record these webinars that Sarasota County hosts. So at the request submitted to this capital projects meetings at sdgov.net email address, should you wish to receive a copy of the recording and or a copy of the presentation, please feel free to submit that at your convenience, and we will be more than happy to forward that to you. Okay, next up, we just have one that came in that says, similar to the entry into Laurel Oak off of Bee Ridge, is there no scope for a roundabout at the entry to the Founders Club?
I can start that, and maybe again, Paula and Matt can chime in. Currently, we look at the design of intersections based on a state standard. FDOT has a process that we follow, and the county has adopted. It's called the ICE process, or Intersection Control Evaluation. And it evaluates the need for additional controls at an intersection. Because anytime you add improvements such as a roundabout or signalization to an intersection, you abrupt the flow of traffic along the route. And portions of those design standards require a certain number of vehicular trips in order to improve the intersection. So currently, the number of vehicular trips at this intersection of Founders Club and Fruitville Road do not meet or are not warranted. So additional improvements at this intersection are not warranted. And that's part of our preliminary plan. Currently does not show additional intersection improvements at Founders Club.
Excellent. Thank you, Ben. There's another question. It's very short. A new gas station is proposed. How will this impact the plans? I'm not quite sure which gas station this resident is referring to, but he would like to know of the impact this may or may not have on the project.
Hi, Shelley. This is Paula Wiggins, Transportation Planning Manager. There's a proposed gas station that is going in at the Paleo Park of Commerce. So that would need to be factored in as part of the traffic analysis that would be done as part of this study for the design.
Thanks, Paula. And then kind of on the heels of that one, I have another question that says, isn't part of the congestion due to the timing of the signals? Traffic is backed up waiting for the lights to change. I'm not sure if they're referring to that same location or not, but generally speaking, if someone from the design team wants to take a stab at.
So this is Matt Krim with Stantec. I mean, the section that we're looking at here east of Sarasota Center Boulevard, Sarasota Center Boulevard is the only traffic signal. So, you know, congestion east of there along this stretch, you know, really isn't due to signal timing or the traffic signals, but more a function of only having a single lane in each direction as opposed to what's being proposed with the four-lane divided section. But, you know, if the intersection control evaluation determines that a traffic signal is the preferred treatment at Lorraine, then of course that signal will be timed with the existing signal at Sarasota Center Boulevard to make sure that traffic flows through this corridor as efficiently as possible.
Thanks, Matt, appreciate that. This next question. Exiting the Founders Club during the increasingly heavy volume of traffic has become very hazardous, with vehicles needing to accelerate heavily between Fruitville Road traffic. What options are being considered to alleviate this risk, especially with the likely heavier traffic that will result with the road widening?
I'm gonna pull our preliminary plan graphic back onto the screen just so that I can explain as I discussed, but as part of our improvements, again, if exiting the Founders Club, there's one lane of traffic in each direction plus a turn lane. So in order to make a left out of the Founders Club or make a westbound movement, one would have to cross those lanes of traffic and move into the single lane that is currently exists. As part of the proposed layout, the two lanes of traffic heading eastbound and the two lanes of traffic heading westbound are separated by 20 foot of asphalt, which allows for a refuge area for vehicles that are making that northbound to westbound movement. And the addition of two lanes instead of one lane allow for the opportunity for this movement to be made into a lane that's not currently used by vehicles more often than if it were only a single lane of traffic. So these improvements will improve that movement of northbound to westbound from the Founders Fund.
Next question. With respect to the wetland, how are you treating the wetland that is in terrible shape, but what was supposed to be preserved when the church was allowed, as far as maintaining it, cleaning it up, et cetera? Is that part of the 150-foot right-of-way setback as well?
What's interesting, that wetland is one of the reasons why we're not continuing with the proposed 150-foot right-of-way. As you can see, as our preliminary design, we're going to transition back to 120 feet so that the impacts to the wetland are as minimal as possible. As part of this construction, there may be some impact to those wetlands, but this preliminary design is trying to reduce those impacts as much as possible. As far as the maintenance of that wetland, they are required to ensure that those wetland features are maintained through both permits with Sarasota County as well as permits with the Water Management District. And I can't speak to the actual function, but I am familiar with the requirements for maintenance, and they are required to maintain them.
Next question. As a Founders Club resident, it is currently extremely difficult to get out of development during rush hours. This does not even account for the expected growth in traffic. Did you consider a traffic circle at the Founders Club entrance?
And I'll jump on this one. So we're in the preliminary stages of design here. So, you know, that is something that can be considered at the Founders Club connection. I've heard there's been a couple questions, or comments about the safety of this intersection, and roundabouts are one of Federal Highway's proven safety countermeasures. So there's a lot of research that shows that that would be something that would improve safety at that location. I think some of these improvements, as Ben had mentioned earlier, going from a two lane undivided to a four lane, will help with the the congestion on Fruitville and allow for some additional gaps in traffic that will make it easier to get out, as well as the ability to make a two-stage left turn, meaning you can cross one direction of traffic and then cross the other direction of traffic separately. So these improvements on their face will help improve some of that congestion and ease of getting out. In addition, to help mitigate some of this future traffic from the Lakewood Ranch area north of here, there is a another east-west parallel roadway that'll be running just north of the Fruitvale corridor, connecting Lorain over to Lakewood Ranch Boulevard. So that is planned to help mitigate some of the growth and traffic along this area. But I guess to get back to the point, you know, a roundabout definitely is not off the table at that location.
Thank you very much, Matt. Appreciate that. We do have a few more questions that have come in just a few seconds ago. It is 6 o'clock currently. I'll take the time to read one more question that does not seem to be a repeated question from a concerned business owner. With the additional traffic for the homes projected to be built on Bolin Road, what is the plan for the left turn traffic onto Fruitvale from DeBrecken?
Well, as we previously discussed, we understand that the location of DeBrecken relative to the location of the intersection at Sarasota Center Boulevard makes the design of the DeBrecken Fruitvale intersection difficult. Currently, trying to make a left turn, which is a northbound to westbound movement from DeBrecken, is very difficult, and especially during peak AM and PM traffic times. What we're proposing currently is that no left turn would be permitted from DeBrecken directly onto Fruitvale Road. As we previously discussed, in order to head northbound DeBrecken to westbound Fruitvale, you would first have to take a right and make a U-turn at Paleo and then head back east. And that's how we would deal with the traffic volumes along DeBrecken.
And Ben, just to add to that, I mean, you know, the reason that that was proposed to be a directional median opening is Sarasota County has adopted access management standards for all of their county maintained roads. And the adopted access classification for this section of Fruitvale is a class 5, which means full median openings need to be spaced every 1,320 feet, and directional median openings need to be spaced every 660 feet. And so that DeBrecken intersection is about, you know, 600 feet east of Sarasota Center Boulevard. So it's nowhere close to meeting the county's standards for a full median opening. So, I mean, that was, you know, part of, that was the process, you know, that kind of led us to converting that to a directional median opening as opposed to a full.
Thank you very much, Matt, for expounding further on that. Again, we do have some additional questions rolling in. These are all great questions, folks. We appreciate your interest in this project. And again, just due to time constraints, we will not be able to answer everything here this evening, but you do have our word on it. We will address them just as quickly as we can and respond to you personally. Again, for those of you that wish to have a copy of our presentation and or a copy of the recording, please feel free to submit that inquiry to the Capital Projects Meetings at scgov.net email address, and we will be more than happy to provide that for you. On behalf of Sarasota County Capital Projects, I'm your host, Shelley Walters, and I'd like to personally thank our project management team, Peter Peduzzi with Capital Projects, Paula Wiggins with Sarasota County Transportation, and of course, our consulting team with StanTech, Mr. Ben Quartermain, Chris Wilhoit, and Matt Krim. We appreciate your being a part of this webinar here this evening, and we appreciate the attendance here this evening. We had a resounding turnout here this evening, and we hope that you enjoyed the webinar here this evening and that we were able to answer the questions that you had. Again, on behalf of Sarasota County Capital Projects, we thank you for attending our webinar here this evening for the Fruitville Road widening project. Keep those questions coming at capitalprojectsmeetings@sdgov.net. Thank you and enjoy the rest of your evening.